So the Hayden Orpheum is quite beautiful. Is the team ready for an entire diehard Harry Potter fandom to take over the place, dressed in capes and, you know, whirling around wands? Are you ready for it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is not the only event like this that we do. So we're actually quite used to it. It's definitely one of the nerdiest events we do, but it's not the only one. So we're quite used to this kind of thing.
It is a little nerdy, but it's great.
Fantastic. We love it.
So why now? Can you tell us why you decided to hold the event?
We actually ran this two-day Harry Potter marathon for the first time last year, and we had a fantastic turnout and a lot of great feedback. So any time that happens for us, we do listen. We don't mind repeating ourselves. So we thought, look, let's find time to put this on again. But with the upcoming release of the new Fantastic Beasts film, it really seemed like the perfect time. Just before fans are ready to go see that, they get to come and revisit all the older films again.
For sure. And Harry Potter represents such a large part of so many of our childhoods. Do you think many will attend as a way of kind of reliving an aspect of their childhood?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, that's the magic of cinema. And we play a lot of, retro and classic cinema anyway. We're probably most famous in Sydney to do that kind of stuff. But with Harry Potter in particular, there's this emotional connection. A lot of people grew up with it, reading the books, watching the films. I'm sure there will actually be a few people dragged along discovering it for the first time as well, which is always awesome for us to see. I think the fandom in particular for Harry Potter, these people tend to revisit the films probably on a yearly basis, some of them. And to get the chance to just see them on the big screen again, that's just such an integral part of that.
I mean, a yearly basis is dedication. That is pure dedication.
I'm absolutely.
Sure, yeah. I can't remember the last time I watched them, but maybe it's about time. I can imagine there'd be a fair degree of promotion surrounding events like these. Do you think that the surrounding hype will attract a new generation of fans?
Oh, look, we certainly hope so, and I think what happens as time goes on, and especially when there's new installments and there's sort of new attention given to these kind of long-running franchises, there's always new people that come along for the ride, which is really the thing that excites us the most. It's great to play to the existing fans, but when you find out that people are literally sitting there for the first time with their and their children are seeing it for the first time, or they've dragged along a boyfriend or a girlfriend or someone, and they're getting some experience that for the first time, the way it's meant to be seen, that's just really great. And we get that kind of feedback a lot from these kind of events.
For sure. And do you think it'll still remain as popular today as when it was first created?
Oh, definitely. I think it's one of those franchises that is just so loved, and there's so much enthusiasm, and it's constantly getting rekindled. So I can't see it slowing down. The fact that I've got these new Fantastic Beasts films, and they're very popular as well, I think there's just this this interest that will just never go away.
Yeah, the magical beasts and that whole imaginary world, for sure. It's so fun to completely immerse yourself in it. So what is it about watching like 1,000 movies in a row that's so enticing? What is it about the marathon you think that draws fans?
Look, the marathon is definitely for the dedicated, the hardcore fans. We also do a yearly Lord of the Rings marathon, which is even more intense simply because it's
wow.
It's only three films, but they are
long,
really, really long. but at the same time with the Harry Potter ones, it's split over 2 days, which for some people is a little bit easier, but then that's in some ways an even bigger commitment. But I think the real attraction is one, seeing the films on the big screen again, but also getting to just be with hundreds of other like-minded fans. That community experience, it's so much fun and it's so exciting. And when there's something funny or exciting that happens, the audience reacts and you can just feel that. And then coupled with the smell of popcorn and the taste of Chuck Toss, you just can't go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you want, right? Like, you don't want any dead air. But I can imagine, the audience would be crazy, awing and ahhing and all the fun parts. So you must be a Harry Potter fan yourself. It sounds like it anyway.
I was really hoping you weren't going to ask that. no, look, I am a fan, but I'm more of a casual, admirer, if you will. Really love, seen all the films, love them. However, my way into it is my wife. She's absolutely obsessed. So she's one of these people that watches them yearly and rereads the books. She probably read them like 10 times each. And I hear about all the, the backstory to characters that, I'm not even sure how she knows this stuff. So,
oh, wow.
That's how I've kind of, lived through her, actually.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today and best of luck with the marathon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for making that.
Thanks. That was Alex Temesvari, the Deputy General Manager of the Orpheum Cinema. He was discussing a 2-day marathon of the all eight Harry Potter films that are showing at the Orpheum. You can catch the event over the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of November.